The topic of today's podcast is Step 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all.
Hi, my name is Tricia. And this step, Step 8, talks about willingness. It talks about making a list. It talks about putting things right in my life. And when I first came into Al-Anon, I don't think I had any of those things working for me. My introduction to Al-Anon happened at just the right time, I feel. I was ready then to do something different because I had gotten to a place in my life where the things that I was doing, I didn't understand them. And that really scared me. I was used to having the alcoholics in my life doing things around me that I didn't understand. That was normal. That was every day. But when I started doing things that I didn't understand, that really made me want to search out something to do differently in my life. And I'm really grateful, forever grateful, you know, that the God of my understanding led me to Al-Anon. I believe that, you know, this step is all about being willing. And willingness for me comes at a bunch of different levels. My willingness is very open to say that I'm sorry to somebody that I've done a minor harm to. That's something, you know, every day, if I just say something that I didn't mean or something like that, it's easy to be willing to make amends. But there is that other level where sometimes my willingness really has to be coaxed, and I have to pray for extra strength and extra courage. And I believe that's something that's given to me during this step, is the courage to really look at myself honestly and openly and reach out to others and make things right for things that I've done in my past. The action step that's in this step is really only making a list. I don't have to do anything else. And that's one of the things that really helped me when my sponsor had me go in and make this list. My sponsor in Al-Anon is a woman that I met at one of my first meetings, and she seemed to be happy, and she seemed to know, you know, how to do the things that we were talking about in the rooms. And so I asked her to help me, and she lovingly said yes. And in this step, you know, one of the things she said is, you don't have to go do it yet. You don't have to go make the amend yet. All you have to do is make the list. And that was pretty easy for me because I did go back to some of my previous work that I'd done in step four, and where I had listed out the people that I just had that feeling inside that I just didn't feel good about them. And it was that feeling of unease when I would think about certain events in my life. And those were the things that went first on my list. And those were the things that I found that I needed to make amends for. And so they went on the list. I'm grateful today that I understand, you know, my responsibility in this step. I can be overly responsible sometimes and just want to, you know, take on the guilt, take on, you know, making things right between my family members and myself. And that gives me such a feeling of, you know, being in charge and being in control. But by working, you know, the steps of Al-Anon, and specifically, you know, waiting for God to help me to move forward from step 8, just to sit here and be willing, it's really shown me that I do have choices that I can make that are right for me. And that's my responsibility today, is to understand my choices and to do what's right for me. I am grateful that I have the release that comes from working from this step. Each of the steps as I've worked them have really done something for me. They've changed me. And the release that happens in step 8 is the release really from guilt, because I take a good look at who I am, what I've done, and what it would take in order for me to walk away from that burden of the past and move forward into being more free, being more happy. And that's what Al-Anon's all about. It's about you know, being able to live a way of life that makes me happy. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that y'all have given me the opportunity to share here today.
My name is Al, and I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. After going through the first 7 steps in Al-Anon, I opened up a whole new view of myself. I took my first step 8 in Al-Anon while I was separated from my wife, who was divorcing me, a teenage daughter who was at times on the street, and I was in fear of losing a relationship with all 6 children. I just threw myself into the program, daily reading of Al-Anon literature and going to 7 to 10 meetings a week. And I began to look at the past in a totally different way, with a great deal more honesty. I remembered my son at 6 bringing me a flattened paper bag with a sketch of a boat. "Can we build it?" he asked. I crumpled it up, threw it away, and designed on graph paper a boat we never built. On another occasion, I came into the kitchen and saw a half loaf of bread, the crust curling on the counter. I went to the door of the dining room where 4 of my children were eating and asked, "Who left the crust of bread?" My youngest daughter in the kitchen behind me, 9 years old, said, "Dad, it's only a crust of bread." I saw my children and others not where they were, but where in my mind I wanted them to be. The meetings, the Al-Anon members, speaking on the phone, the literature, began to show me glimmers of the real self hidden in the persona I'd created. I thought I was intense, righteous, and openly caring. I began to realize I was often obsessive, self-righteous, and subtly dominating and controlling. My 6 children went immediately on my 8-step list, and they remain there. I put my wife on my 8-step list, but the hard silences and the conflicts between us had me shuffling her name from, "Yes, I'm willing to make amends," to, "Well, maybe sometime in the future, if she changes." I have since made amends to her, but she remains on my list as someone to whom I still owe friendship and kindness. The God of my understanding provides intuitive nudges to act, often at my morning quiet time. I don't have to agonize over who I have or have not offended. Recently, I recalled an incident of a man who greeted me outside a place where AA and Al-Anon both meet. He smiled and asked if I was there for AA. I gave a curt, disrespectful no and moved inside. I blamed him for my uncomfortable feelings. 5 years later, God nudged me, and I put that man on my 8-step list. At first, I was willing only to change my attitude toward him. Then my higher power nudged me again to seek forgiveness, this time so I could change my attitude toward AA. I had to place him on my must-approach-at-first opportunity list. My higher power gives me those intuitive nudges as long as I continue to use the tools of the program. Step 8 has given me an opportunity to turn damaged relationships into friendship. I remain eternally grateful because Al-Anon continues to change my life. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Brent. I had a lot of trouble with step 8, making a list of people I had harmed. Either I felt totally worthless and like I was harming everybody and the world would be better off without me, or I felt totally righteous. And I was the good one, not the one causing trouble. And the rest of them, I wasn't harming them by trying to straighten them out. So it was very difficult for me to actually sit down and make a list. I could come up with lists in my head, and my children were on it. I did not want to be the kind of mother that I'd grown up with. So I wanted my children to have a better mother. And that made it possible for me to put them on my step 8 list. I had a lot of conflicts in my marriage. I did not want to put my husband on my step 8 list because life was very difficult with him. And I came to understand through working and talking with people that I trusted that even if my amount of harm in the relationship was tiny, that was the amount of harm I was responsible for. It made a lot of sense to me to put myself on my Step 8 list because a lot of my life I have done things and made decisions that were harmful to me. I was glad that I didn't have to figure out what kinds of amends, but in Step 8, just make a list of people I'd harmed. Making the list has been an ongoing process, and there's parts of my life that I don't like to look at, and there are people in my past that I have harmed, and not all of them are still alive, obviously. If I didn't want to be like my mother, I had a relationship with her that maybe I had done her some harm. Maybe I needed to put my father on my list. And figuring out who to put down and how willing I was a meaningful process, but a long process. It wasn't something that happened for me instantly. It is something that I still think about. Step 8 has been a growing experience, and every time I get to think or talk about a step, it's a growing experience. My life is a lot better than it was. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 8 in Al-Anon.